This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hey, D'Amico Ryans, what do you think about your chances of improving your seeding in the playoffs? You're guaranteed to be, at worst, the four seed in the AFC home game in the first round of the playoffs. But what about moving up the ladder?
Yeah, for us, we still take it one week at a time. Even though we've clinched the AFC South, it still doesn't change our approach. When we line up and play, we're still trying to improve as a football team in all areas and try to play our best ball, you know, when playoffs time hit. So we're trying to still improve, still do our best.
Okay, so the Texans right now, just to cut to the chase on some of the numbers here, as far as moving up goes, in the moving up from the four seed, they have no chance, literally no chance of getting to the one seed. They don't have enough games left. Even though they play the Chiefs this Saturday, the current number one seed, they're ahead of the Texans by four games. There's only three games left. The number two seed, which is currently Buffalo, they've got less than a 1% chance of catching the Bills. They're two games back of the Bills with the head-to-head, but that's mostly because the Bills don't play anybody the rest of the year. They play three bad teams the rest of the year. I don't have it in front of me, but they play three, like, non-playoff teams the rest of the year.
So the teams
that are angling for quarterbacks.
If Josh Allen gets an ankle sprain or something, they decide, all right, look, we just got to be super, super careful. Maybe something will happen there, but other... Unless something like that happens, almost impossible.
Almost impossible. Okay. Less than a 1% chance, according to the computers, they get to the two seed. The three seed is interesting. They have a 22% chance of getting to the three seed. Currently, that's Pittsburgh. And they're a game back of Pittsburgh. Obviously, they haven't played, and they're not going to play the Steelers. So there will be no head-to-head between the Texans and the Steelers. The combination, though, I guess, the Texans, if they were to move up one spot, would be for the Texans to win two out of the last three games, with one of them being Baltimore.
Yeah.
And then Baltimore beating Pittsburgh when they play later on. I think they play this week, actually. Baltimore and the Steelers play this week, because then they're part of that whole Saturday-Wednesday double dip. They play right after the Texans play on Saturday this week. There is a 22% chance, as of right now, Seth, of moving up one spot to the three seed. I guess my question would be, what's the big benefit of moving up from four to three?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't guarantee you a home game in the second round like the two seed would.
Right.
You know, chances are you're going to be... You go to the three seed, you're probably headed off to Buffalo. You stay at the four seed, you're probably headed up to Kansas City.
But except unless there's shuffling around or something. So it does...
I'm saying if it holds right now.
If it holds, but if there is a chance that you end up with... A home game versus the Chargers or Pittsburgh, or
if
something.
They're able to pull off an upset in the wild card round,
so that's the biggest part for me there. But I'm not fixated on it. I think I'm much more intrigued by the likelihood of playing either the Ravens or the Steelers, depending on who wins the AFC North, and
playing them at home in the wild card
round. Playing them at home in the in the wild card round. And I, you know, yesterday I asked people whether they would prefer to see the Ravens or the Steelers at home. The vast majority of people said the Steelers for that wild card round. There were a few people that said, well, look, I'd rather, if the goal is to win a Super Bowl, I'd rather play the Ravens at home where I'm going to have the best shot at it. So specifically because I think the Texans are a better matchup against the Steelers than against the Ravens. Yeah, if I want to win multiple playoff games, then give me the toughest challenge at home where the defense can be its best version of itself.
And they've been the best version of themselves all years, all year at home. They haven't played a bad defensive game at home yet.
Look, I could see the offense struggling versus the Ravens defense or the Steelers defense. Yeah. I can see them struggling at home or on the road. So what's my best chance? But I also think, look, I think this Texans defense can make Russell Wilson look really bad on the road in Pittsburgh. I don't trust that they can make Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry look awful in Baltimore.
I totally agree with that. Part of it, when I look at these next couple games, Chiefs on Saturday in Kansas City, Ravens here on Christmas Day, because I struggle with how you handle the roster. Like, is a 20% chance of moving up from 4 to 3, you know, if that holds, say, into the Christmas Day game, where now you're talking about 4 days rest against, a team that's, not a great defense, but they're a physical team. In Baltimore, is a 20% chance of moving up from 4 to 3 worth trotting all your guys out there on four days rest when you've got some injury issues? I do struggle with that. However, there's a big part of me that just says, screw the percentages, screw the seedings. I need to know how this team, the Texans, stack up against the Chiefs and the Ravens.
This is the thing. If we were the Chiefs, maybe having put the Chiefs in the Texans situation, I'd be way more open to conversations about whether or not you should rest starters or anything, because they've got guys on that team with boatloads of NFL playoff experience, and you can trust them to a certain degree. I don't think that this Texans team has earned our trust there yet.
I agree.
And I think for themselves too.
Yeah.
Offensively, they've got to get right. Like, they need to continue to figure out everything they can do versus good defense to be better when they hit the playoffs. And I sat there and I watched them rest all these offensive starters in the preseason because, hey, we're pros. They suck. They suck. No, they need work. Yeah. They need work.
Yeah. No, they do. And I like your point about, just the players themselves. Like, when I think of the Chiefs and the Ravens game, the reason why I'm starting to feel more strongly like I don't care about any of this computer stuff and the seedings, just go play, is I think they probably need some confidence, you know, offensively going into the playoffs. There's no downside other than the health part. Like, just purely from a football standpoint, independent of health, there's zero downside to these games offensively. Like, if you come out of both of those games having played shoddy offense, you're the same spot you were at walking off the field against Miami. There's only upside here.
Yeah, the only thing, unless you're trying to protect them from... unless you want it to be a surprise that they're awful against the Ravens offensively in the playoffs. Just go and let them know what the reality of the situation is.
No, that's true.
You either can have a confidence boost and you can figure some things out, or you can, you can really maybe drive the point home that, like, hey, you guys remember that last year up in Baltimore? What it was like after that playoff game? You're headed straight towards it if you don't fix some of this stuff.
Absolutely. Texter says the Bills play the Jets, the Pats, and then the Jets again.
Mm.
Okay.
Jets are on a little bit of a tear. Overtime loss to the Dolphins, and then they win this week.
Well, Aaron Rodgers did throw for a bunch of yards in that Dolphins game, too. Like, he was actually...
I was thinking about this watching Kirk Cousins.
Which makes CJ throwing for $130 feel, like, really great against the same defense.
Watching Kirk Cousins muddle his way through the game of football last night, I think this might be it for teams convincing themselves that a quarterback in his late 30s or 40s coming off Achilles tendon tears can just jump right back into the mix.
Yeah.
I don't know where I feel like people act like because Achilles tendons aren't as devastating as they used to be. I think sometimes teams themselves as well, not just fans, I think they've jumped the gun a little bit on how hard an injury it is to come back from, especially if you're Cousins is 36 and Rodgers is now 41, right?
Yeah. Cousins was drafted in 2012. So yeah, like mid late 30s. Falcons were 6-3 to start the year.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're 7-7 now. Cousins hasn't been good, man. Do you unleash Michael Penix Jr.? I don't want to get off on a Falcons tangent. A lot of people weighing in. It's like the Rockets talking about the Ravens and the Chiefs. It's like the Rockets with Golden State all over again. Texans have to prove they can get past the Ravens and the Chiefs to compete for a Super Bowl. Yeah, in some ways, look, you will get clarity on where you are as a team over these next 7 days. God, that is crazy, man.
Like
the Ravens game is a week from tomorrow. And in between that, they play the Chiefs. Like, what a wild schedule,
man. Yeah, it's going to be fun, man.
No, it'll be fun for us.
What's today? Tuesday? Okay, so we got just over the next 8 days.
Yeah.
This is going to be a lot of, 9 days. This will be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun, man. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun.
The NBA Cup. I thought you said something about the NBA.
The texter was comparing the Texans to the Rockets from a few years ago, where you got to get through Golden State eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
They got to get through the Ravens and the Chiefs eventually.
Yeah, and there's no part of like the gamesmanship of it or, you don't want to tip your hand. None of that appeals right now.
Yeah.
I want to see them beat good football teams. And they've got two opportunities over the next 9 days to do that.
Yeah.
The Bucks play the Thunder tonight. So
in the finals of the NBA Cup. Yeah.
I knew it and then I forgot it. It was the fact that this game doesn't matter at all for any of the standings or anything else like that. I wish they would. I don't know. I know it doesn't. It makes sense that it wouldn't count,
right.
But it just seems weird that it can't even be used as a tiebreaker or anything in some regard.
Oh yeah,
it's a nice payday. There's a financial reward for the players,
yes.
But I feel like, if you want total buy-in from the fans, at the very least, make it some kind of a, maybe you get a little like a, almost like a wild card, like, oh no, we actually get home court advantage because we're the NBA Cup. Yeah, even if you're a lower seed, we're the NBA Cup champions, so we get the home seed in this playoff series.
Yeah, have something attached to it. I can get with that. Fair. You forgot about the Titans game. They were bad defensively in that game. They gave up two monster plays in that
which is
game,
part of the which is part it's of one of the things that's keeping them from being
that's
genuinely
fair.
Elite as
they were
a defense.
Bad defensively. They gave up 278 yards passing to Will Levis. Granted, like 70% of that came on four completions.
They pulled a Texans offense trick, which is they were really good in the first half and then they fell apart in the second half.
That's right. Yeah, I'll take the hickey on that one. They were bad defensively in that game against the Titans. All right, up next, close out the show. Final segment coming up. The Athletic has its QB stock report out, and they ask a very interesting question, the very, very tippy top of the article here. They rank all 32 starting quarterbacks, but the big headline, why hasn't C.J. Stroud played like the phenom he was as a rookie? Do the Texans feel like he's not been playing like the phenom he was as a rookie? We'll hear from D'Amico Ryans on that and a whole lot more coming up next.